Superior mayoral candidates are trying to figure out how to find $900,000. That's the amount taken from Superior's shared revenue in Governor Walker's proposed budget. Candidate Kevin Peterson supports state budget cutting, but he isn't sure what to cut locally.
For example, they cut four people in public works. I'm not even being facetious, but you're going to cut four people that are filling potholes is what you're going to do, and then you're going to get people screaming about services instead of taxes, and you can't have it both ways.
Former Superior mayor and candidate Bruce Hagan says the governor's proposal doesn't allow local governments and school boards to raise tax levies.
Why that's in that bill, I do not know. Doesn't make sense to me. They're locking us into a very hard place. The whole thing to me is delusional.
Hagan, who served for several years in Republican Governor Tommy Thompson's administration, says Walker's proposal is not about balancing the budget, but it is about union busting and layoffs.
There will be no opportunity for economic growth with what he's proposing statewide. Wisconsin will not be a friendly place to be trying to attract business and industry.
Since police and fire departments are already down to bare bones in Superior, Hagan says essential services will have to be cut. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.